أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, let us take off where Maulana Shiraz left off. The year is coming to an end, both years, the lunar year and the solar year. And both years are mentioned in the Holy Quran and recognized, of course. The lunar year is the Islamic year, but Allah makes mention of the solar year also in Surah Al-Kahf, where He speaks about the amount of days that Ashab al-Kahf spent in the cave. So, as Maulana Shiraz was saying, that the year is about to end, the solar year as well as the lunar year, our year, the Islamic year. If the moon is not sighted on Saturday night, then Monday is going to be the first. Monday is going to be the new year, the first of Muharram. And we should be mindful of this. We are aware of the solar calendar and the end of the solar year, and sometimes we attach more importance to that. And when the new year comes in, we do not even know. We do not recognize it, we don't appreciate it. So we should be mindful of time, that time is going by. What it comes down to is time is going by. Another year is gone. Another solar year, another lunar year has gone. 2 years, according to two different calculations. But basically what it means is that time is passing by and time is going away from us. So therefore, with the passage of the lunar year and the passage of the solar year, we go into a new year, a new Islamic year, and we go into a new solar year. And Maulana Shiraz was saying that we have to see and look at ourselves. Have we made any progress, or have we made regress? Have we gone backwards, or have we gone forward? And we need to check upon ourselves. So therefore, what we should do is that we should make some resolutions. We should make some decisions. One of the biggest problems that we are guilty of, many of us are guilty of it, is neglect of the masjid, neglect of the masajid, neglect of our salat, irregularity in salat. And we should work on this. And the reason for this is because of rizq, because of sustenance. Because of rizq and sustenance, and especially when things are becoming harder in the world now, we tend to work more and we tend to neglect our Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us a couple of verses in Surah An-Nur which we should reflect on today. Because subhanallah, this is a great formula, this is a great solution for our problems. Even on the day of Jummah, we tend to neglect Jummah, and may Allah forgive us. We tend to come in very late when we should be early. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that when the call for Jummah is made, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the call is made for salat on the day of Jummah, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then hasten towards the dhikr of Allah, which refers to the khutbah and the salat. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ, and leave out trade and transaction and leave out any other thing. If we are kept back, if we are kept back, it should be that we had been kept back because of preparation for Jummah, not anything else. But unfortunately, we come late. May Allah forgive us. So this is one of the areas that we can work on, and we can make a resolution, we can make a niyat, a strong intention, aham, an azam, that I will try to be earlier for Jummah, inshallah. I will try with this. Because after that azan is called for Jummah, then buying, selling, anything else which would take you away from the dhikr and from khutbah and salat becomes haram at that time. No buying and selling, trade becomes haram. Similarly, the azan is called out 5 times a day for salat in the masjid. The muazzin calls out the name of Allah, Allahu Akbar, 5 times a day for salat in the masjid. And we do not respond. Again, may Allah forgive us. But it is very good that if we can identify our problems, because identification of the problems is half of the solution. It's very good if we can analyze ourselves, analyze our situations, and then bring forth the remedy. Bring forth the solution to these problems. The milk has been spilt. There's no sense talking about that. That's history. Get a mop and mop it out. We have fallen. It's no sense remaining on the ground. Dust off the dirt from oneself and rise again. So, what it is that keeps us away from salat? Each one of us, every one of us, has to identify that problem and see if there's anything that distracts us from the remembrance of Allah and from not being punctual in salat and from not attending the jamaat, salat in jamaat, and coming to the masjid. What is it that keeps us away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran in Surah An-Nur, "Fi buyutin adhinallahu an turfa," that in houses referring to the masajid, wherein Allah has given the permission and allowed the respect of these masjids to take place. Fi buyutin, in houses, referring to the houses of Allah, the masajid. Adhina Allahu an turfa, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or such houses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to be exalted, respected, ay antu azzama al-masajid. Those homes, those masajids, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to be exalted and respected, treated with honor. Like, mashallah, may Allah bless our muadhin and give him more tawfiq. He always looks after the masjid, ihtiram, adab, respect, scenting out the masjid with different types of perfumes and fragrances. So in these masajid and houses of Allah, which He has allowed to be treated with respect, to be exalted, وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ, and such houses, such masajid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed His name, His zikr to go on, to be done. What happens in these houses? Who comes to these houses, to these masajid? Allah says, يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِ وَالْآصَالِ, that there are certain people who come into these masajid, who inhabit these masajid and perform salat for Allah. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ أَيْ يُسَلِّ لَهُ, they do the tasbih of Allah, they do the tahleel of Allah, la ilaha illallah, the takbir of Allah, the tasbih of Allah, they all combine together in salat. In such masajid and such houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain people perform the salat for Allah, do the dhikr of Allah, and do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When do they do it? Bil guduwi wal asal, in the mornings, in the morning periods, yani fil gadawat. This is referring to the fajr prayer. Wal asal, and in the evenings, yani al ashaya, jamu ashiya, and in the evenings, that is after zawal, referring to the dhuhr prayer and the asr prayer. So in these buyut and homes and houses of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to be treated with respect, dignity, subhanallah, and such houses wherein Allah has allowed His name, His zikr to go on, there are certain people who do the tasbih of Allah in these homes and these masajid. There are certain people who perform the salat in these homes and masajid of Allah, bil guduwi wal asal, in the morning periods and in the afternoon periods. Asal yani al ashaya, which is ba'da zawal ila al ghurub, like the mufassirun have stated, ba'da zawal, after the zawal, referring to the dhuhr prayer and the asr prayer. But who are these people that would come out early in the morning to the masajid? Who are these people that will come out for the dhuhr salat and the asr salat and glorify Allah, show respect to the house of Allah, do the tasbih of Allah, perform the salat? Who are these people? This is the fa'il, this is the subject of the verb, that is the people who do these acts. Rijalun, such men, la tulhihim tijara, men whom neither merchandise, trade, selling, purchase and buying, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Men whom neither purchasing nor selling, shira and buy, purchasing and selling, trade, it is such men whom trade does not distract, does not beguile from the takeaway from the zikr of Allah. Only such men, you will find them frequenting the masjid. And remember Allah, look at these three salat. Al bilgudu'i wal asr, in the morning periods, fajr, zuhr, asr. Because these are working hours. These are working hours. And a person gets up in the morning early. And he neglects his salat because he's going for tijara, bay and shira. Tijarat, la tulhihim tijaratun wala bayun an dhikrillah. So he goes to the market or he has to leave early. So he neglects his salat for tijara, for trade, for buying and for selling. Or he may perform it at home. That's still good, alhamdulillah. But what is better is to perform it in the masjid. And when you look at Zuhar Salat, that again is the time, business. It comes in at a time. These are all working hours, Zuhar. Asr, also these are working hours. By Maghrib and Isha, it's a different phase. It's a different phase in time, a different stage in time. It's night time. People are more relaxed. But Allah says, only those people will come to the house of Allah, do his zikr, his tasbih, his takbir, perform his salat, treat his house with respect, inhabit the masajid. People, such men, la tulhihim tijara, whom tijara, wala bay'un, whom men whom neither trade, merchandise, buying or selling, such men whom neither trade nor merchandise distracts from the remembrance of Allah and dhikrillah. Wa iqam is salah, and from the establishment of salah. Wa ita is zakah, and from paying the zakah. Now the Quran is deep, subhanallah. Allah did not say from the performance of salah. He did not say rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa ada'i salah. Men whom neither trade nor merchandise, buying nor selling, distracteth from the remembrance of Allah and the performance of salat. He didn't say that. He said iqam is salah, establishment of salat. And salat can only be established in jamaat and in congregation. And you can only have jamaat and congregation when there is a musalla, a place, a masjid, a house of Allah where they come together. And that can only be established when the adhan is called out 5 times a day. It can only be established when we invite brothers to come to the masjid, come to the masajid. It can only be established in jamaat when we straighten the lines and all these things that go towards iqamat of salat, is the performance of salat with the mustahabbat, all the things that are mustahab, with the adab and the etiquettes and all the things that make the salat kamila and complete. Wa ita is zakah, and paying the zakat. Otherwise, with the rat race outside there, people are no longer concerned about giving sadaqah. They don't care about paying their zakat. And then so sometimes wealth is destroyed. Bad conditions come because of non-payment of zakat. So Allah is defining, describing those people who will tend to Allah's masajid, especially in these working hours. Such men, rijalun la tulhihim tijara, whom neither trade nor merchandise, men whom neither buying nor selling, distracteth and taketh away and dhikrillah from the zikr of Allah, wa iqam is salah, the establishment of salat, wa ita is zakah, and the payment of zakat. So we have to tell ourselves that, subhanallah, the muadhin calls out 5 times a day. He calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest. Telling you that, listen, your trade, your tijara, your bay, your purchasing and your selling are not bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are doing is not bigger than Allah. And as I have said before, many of us are guilty of this, that we do not respond 5 times a day to the masjid for whatever reason it may be. And we have to analyze our own situations, our own halat and conditions, and see what it is that keeps me back from Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the biggest. Why am I not in the masjid establishing the salat? And subhanallah, one of the biggest reasons is this rizq and money, buying, selling, fikr, and a worry about money. It distracts a person from dhikrillah, the remembrance of Allah, wa iqamis salat, the establishment of salat, wa itai zakat, the payment of zakat. But when we respond and we come, subhanallah, we tell ourselves that the muadhin has said Allahu Akbar, we reply Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. So we come to the masjid, we respond, we answer the call, we answer the call. On the day of Jummah, idha nudi alis salah, when the adhan is called out for Jummah, we close business. No more buying, no more selling. We're not involved in anything else. Allah is the greatest. Then to remind us again that Allah is bigger than everything, and Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Again, the muadhin, subhanallah, calls out the iqamat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And it goes right down to the end. Hayal al-salah, hayal al-falah, qad qamat al-salah, right down to the end. To remind us again that Allah is the greatest. And then we stand in salat, and to remind us that Allah is bigger and the greatest, and should be our biggest worry, the imam says, Allahu Akbar. And we say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And with every movement in the salat, because as we are in salat now, our thoughts can stray. We may be in salat, but we are thinking about, I receive a bonus check today, or I have that debt, I have this appointment, I have this engagement, so we are in salat and these thoughts are coming. I have this to do, that to do. Fikr, afkar, thoughts about the dunya. Again, we make a movement, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, to bring you back again and to focus that Allah is the greatest. Again, we may be distracted in salat. Every movement, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, to remind us, to bring us back, to keep us focused that Allah is the greatest, Allah is the biggest, right until the end of the salat, subhanallah. And then when we finish, again we say, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, do istighfar 3 times, which is part of the sunnah. Sahaba used to do that, used to say Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, do istighfar 3 times, to remind yourselves again that Allah is the greatest and Allah is the biggest. And then we come out of the masjid now. As we come out of the masjid, we may be thinking again to go back in the dunya, the fikr, the worry about the world again. So what do we say? Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, as we come out the masjid doors. When we enter the masjid doors, we say, Allahumma, Allahumma aftah lana abwaba rahmatik. Wala, open the doors of your rahmat. Because this is food for my soul. Benefits, such gifts, such in'am for my ruh and for my soul. Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik. Wala, open for me the doors of your rahmat. Send down your rahmat upon me. Wasahil lana abwaba rizqik. And wala, make easy for us the doors for your rizq. So as we go outside here now, we are going back into the dunya, going back outside. We remind ourselves by saying the dua, the masnoon dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. While I'm coming out of the masjid, I'm going outside into the dunya, into the world. But oh Allah, I beg thee for thy bounty. You are dhul fadlil azim. You are the owner of extensive, wide favors and bounties. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik, while I beg thee of thy bounty and thy fadl, make things easy for me. And a person goes out into dunya like that, begging Allah of his fadl. So Allah says, only such people you will see in the masjid coming, otherwise you will see others away. But they are such people, لا تلهيهم تجارة, whom neither purchasing, شراء, ولا بيع, nor sale and selling distracted, and ذكر الله, from the remembrance of Allah, that doesn't take them away from the zikr of Allah. وإقام الصلاة, and the establishment of salah. وإيتاء الزكاة, and the payment of zakah. The payment of zakah. Then Allah continues, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا, they are such people, these are such people who live with a fear in their hearts. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, they are such people who live their lives with a fear, with a khawf inside of them. They fear such a day wherein hearts and eyeballs, the gazes, will be overturned, will be in bewilderment, will be fluctuating, there'll be istirab, baychaini, restlessness. They are mindful of that day. They live their whole lives with that day in front of them. Subhanallah, these are formulas. These are solutions for our problems, because the biggest problem in the world today is the worry about money. I don't have money. Where will I get money from? This is a recession. A recession is hitting the whole world. Sales are dropping. I saw in the news last night, even Toyota, about 20-something percent reduction in sales globally since Toyota opened. Around the world. So the fikr and the worry about the dunya and about risk and these things, and it absorbs us, it engulfs us, and we become taken away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the people who focus upon that day of Qiyamah, it's a day which has no doubt in it. We can have doubt about tomorrow, Saturday, about the first of Muharram. Is it going to come? Will we see it? I'm not sure if that day is going to come for me. But there is one day that's going to come for all of us, and that day is Qiyamah. So Allah gives the second quality of these people, that these are the people who are concerned with the masajid. These are the people who have a ta'alluq and a connection with the masajid. Otherwise, people may come for Jummah. People may come in Ramadan. They may come for Taraweeh. They may come for Eid. But then they are not in the masjid. They may perform their salat at home, which is still good, or they may perform it not at all. So Allah is saying, only these people who will have a ta'alluq with the masajid are these people. Second quality about them, yaqafuna yawman, such men who fear a day, they live thinking about that day of Qiyamah. They fear a day, tataqallabu fihi al-qulubu wal-absar, they live thinking and fearing a day wherein the hearts and the eyeballs, the eyes, will be overturned, will be fluctuating, will be in restlessness because of fear of the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, min al-khawf. So al-qulubu, the hearts, bayna al-najati wal-halaq, the hearts on that day of Qiyamah will be fluctuating, jumping, restlessness, fear inside. The hearts between success or destruction. Am I going to be amongst the successful ones? This is the day of Qiyamah. This is the last day, al-yawmul akhir. This is the no more days after that. No more time after that. It is the day, hearts, restlessness, disturbance, the anxiety, fluctuating, beaten, fear inside of these hearts. Al-qulubu bayna najati wal-halak, the hearts between success and between destruction. Am I going to be amongst the successful ones? Or is the destruction going to be my lot? Where am I? That is the day when hearts are beaten and palpitating like that on that day. And the eyeballs, the eyes, the visions also too, subhanAllah, fluctuating. Wal-absar bayna nahiyatay al-yamini wa-shimal, between the two nahiyas, between the two sides. Bayna nahiyatay al-yamin wa-shimal, the eyes, the eyeballs, fluctuating, beaten, turning from the right to the left, from the right to the left, between the right and the left. Yani, to see in which direction would my book be given to me? Is my book going to become towards my right side? Would I be given my kitab, my book of deeds in my right hand? Or is it going to be given in my left hand? The eyes from right to left, right to left. And the hearts between najat and halak, between success and between destruction. So Allah says, these are the people who live their lives like this. يَقَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes his point here. He brings it to a conclusion. Allah says, لِيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that, sorry, لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا أَمِلُوا, لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا أَمِلُوا. The question may be asked here, as some commentators have mentioned, that a verb is understood. Yani, why have they done that? فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ, they have done, these men, these people, these believers have done that with a motive. They have done that with the sole intention of what? لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ, that Allah may reward them. أَحْسَنَ مَا أَمِلُوا, for the good deeds that they have done. أَيْ حُسْنَ مَا أَمِلُوا, that Allah may give them the thawab and the reward for the good deeds that they have done. That's why they are working here with that hope of receiving the thawab. Or some commentators even mention that it could be connected to يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ, that the men whom neither merchandise nor trade, buying and selling, do not beguile, deceive, hinder, obstruct from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Men who come to the masjid, men who do the tasbih, the dhikr of Allah, establish the salat, pay the zakat, they do all of these things. Why do they do the tasbih of Allah? Why do they perform salat in jamaat? And we are not talking about ada'us salat, performance of salat. We are talking about iqamatus salat, established salat. Why are they so connected to the masjid? Why are they always cars pulling in, cars going out, 5 times a day, pulling in, going out? Why are they so connected? Why didn't stay at home and perform salat, but 5 times rushing to the masjid, coming in, going out, coming in, going out? What's behind all of this? لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا أَمِلُوا, that Allah may give them the jaza, that Allah may reward them for the good deeds that they have done. He may give them the thawab of that. And not only that, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and that Allah may increase them in His favors. Because such people who are connected to the masajid, and they are trading, buying and selling, and the dunya and the business and the money doesn't obstruct them from Allah, such people, they get barakah in their lives. They get barakah in their wealth, in their health, in everything, in the favors of Allah. So they do that, that Allah may increase His favors. لِيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may increase His favors upon them. Then Allah subhanallah, He closes the ayat with, وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives sustenance, Allah gives rizq to whomsoever He pleases, without measure, without counting it. Subhanallah. As to tell you, that you are looking for your rizq on the dunya here, and because of this rizq, you neglect masjid, you neglect the zikr, you neglect the salat, you neglect so many things and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in search of your rizq. Wa rizquka fis sama. But your rizq is in the heavens. It's in the skies. It is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives plenty to some and Allah withholds sometimes. So Allah brings us to the point of understanding. He says, Wallahu, that Allah, yarzuku man yasha, Allah gives rizq to whomsoever He wants, bighayri hisab, without any hisab, without any measure. That don't worry, Allah is going to give you. In other verses, wa yarzuku min haythu la yahtasib, that Allah will give him rizq from places he never even thought about, he never even imagined about. Allah is going to give him rizq for that. So this is the fikr of the whole world today, and because of this, Fajr goes by, Zuhar, Asr, and then in the night now, because of the business that you're so tired looking for money outside there, that Maghrib and Isha, you're too tired to come to the masjid. Wallahu yarzuku man yasha bi ghayri hisab. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this is a reality. We all have our problems in some way. Something is affecting us some way. You might have a different reason, I might have a different reason. But what it is that when the adhan is called, that I don't respond to the masjid for 5 times salah? Why do I not come? What is it that is keeping me back from the dhikr of Allah? Iqam is salah and ita' is zakah. And we have to leave that out and tell ourselves that Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. The muadhin is saying that. In the salat we are saying that Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest of all. And we have to make dua like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make dua. He used to say, wala taj'al ad-dunya akbara hammina, that, oh Allah, don't make the dunya the greatest of our worries. Wala taj'al ad-dunya akbara hammina, don't make the dunya, oh Allah, the greatest of our worries. That ma'ad Allah, we become so stressed out, we can't sleep, we can't think, we can't focus, because everything is about the dunya, the hum, the worry, the grief is about the dunya, the stress. Don't let that happen. Wala mablaga ilmina, and don't make the dunya, oh Allah, the summit, the peak, the summation, the totality of our ilm, that our knowledge, our ilm only reaches the dunya. Our ilm doesn't reach the akhirah. Our awareness, our consciousness, our ilm, our ma'lumat is only about the dunya and how to get things from the dunya. Don't let it be in that way. Wala mablaga ilmina. Not the mablag, the intiha of our knowledge, the summation, the totality, the essence of our ilm. The peak of our knowledge is about the dunya. Wala gayat ragbatina. And don't make the dunya, wallah, the gayat, the limit of our zeal, our ragbat. Oh, when it comes to making money, when it comes about money, we have so much of zeal, we sacrifice sleep, we sacrifice food, we go working. You know what? I didn't take breakfast, I didn't even take lunch up to now. Whole day I went without a meal because of the zeal for the dunya. Oh, Allah, don't make it that way, that it becomes gayata ragbatina. Don't make it the limit, the extent of our zeal, that's our greatest zeal. We have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this also. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters who are play a very important role in encouraging the men to go to the masjid, to go to the masajid, encouraging their brothers, their fathers, their husbands, their nephews to go out to the masajid, they play a very important role. We have to make some intentions that as we come to the close of the lunar year as well as the close of the solar year, we make some resolutions. You know what? Adhan is called for Juma, and why do I always bounce in 1 o'clock or 10 past 1 or 1:15? What was I doing? After that first Adhan was called, everything else became haram except preparation for Juma. What it is? What was I doing? Was I still in my business? Let me make an intention. I'm gonna try to be earlier for Juma. Let me make intention, inshallah, to tend to Allah's masajid, to establish salat, And to establish Salat, I have to go out and invite Muslims. I have to bring them to the masjid. Let me make an intention. You know what? People go out for 4 months. People go out for 6 months, 1 year. People go out in Jamaat. But when they come back, they don't participate in the local work. Oh, it's so easy. Tashkil is made. Who's ready for 4 months? And brothers, give up their names. I go 4 months India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Oh, I'm ready for 40 days to Chile, to Argentina, to Brazil. Do all of that. But on a Wednesday night for the local gush, zero, zilch, nothing. They don't come. You know what? We are guilty of that. We are guilty of that. Let me start up with that simple local work the Wednesday night and make the gush into a success. Let me try to be more regular in masajid. Start with basics, with small things, with these things.